B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Preston, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So, I've been talking to this girl, and we've been talking for a bit. Everything's been going good, but because of the whole COVID thing, we haven't been able to hang out in person. But then I finally found this restaurant up in New Hampshire, and we went on a date up there, and I felt like everything went pretty good. But then, you know, she's not calling me back, so I wanted to hit you guys up to see if you could see what's up.
Was this your first date, like, out of the house?
Yeah.
Damn, you messed up your first date out of the house? It's been a while, huh?
I don't know, he messed up. Stop jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so Preston, do you think that you nailed it out of the park for the first date out of the house in months?
Nah, I wouldn't say that, man. I mean, I figured like I kind of think I know what the problem might be, but if it's not that, but I just want to see what she says, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. So you don't want to tell us? You don't want to give us any clue at all?
No, I kind of want to hear what she's got to say about it.
Okay, cool. So stay on the phone. We'll give her a call next, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Debbie?
Yes, this is Shay Mask. We got Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And so we got your phone number from a gentleman who wanted us to reach out to you on his behalf. It's nothing bad. I'm going to tell you the guy's name. And the reason that we're reaching out to you is because this gentleman who gave us your phone number, he knows you and you know him. And he feels as if you guys have some sort of connection, like a chemistry. So basically what we're doing is we're calling you up saying that we're willing to pay for any date, any type of date you'd like to do with this gentleman. If you want to do something at one of your houses, we would have food delivered to your house and pay for the whole thing. If you want to do maybe a picnic, and I'm going to tell you his name too. So it's not, you're not being set up. It's somebody that you know.
Okay, this is weird.
How about I just tell you the gentleman's name and we'll move on from there. Just see what your reaction is.
Okay.
Okay, he has a very unique name, so I'm sure when I say it, you're going to recognize him. His name is Preston.
No, I'm good. No. Thank you.
Okay, well, hold on.
Jeez, that was fast.
So you're saying no, but can you just... And I'm not saying you have to say yes. If it's a no, can you just let us know why? Because when we spoke to Preston, he seemed rather confused as to why you're not replying to any of his calls or messages.
Are you saying, like, you want to know about...
Yes, please.
Why I don't want to see him?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, we met online. Okay. And I know that everything is weird right now. We both kind of researched a restaurant and... We said, okay, you know, we feel like we're going to be safe there. And we met. He had a bag with him. I thought he brought me, like, a gift. Because, mm-hmm. I don't know, I mean, he seemed sweet. But then we got inside and they sat us down. And he gave the bag to the waiter. Because he had brought, like, his own food.
What?
Like he asked for the cook to make him the food that he brought.
Wait a minute.
That's not even the worst part, okay? Because the cook came out to very politely tell him, no, he's not going to cook his food. Because why the f*** would he?
Yeah.
And then he wanted to fight with the cook. And they were just arguing. It was embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Hey, hold on.
Man, yo.
Okay, Debbie. Hold on. Wait. Preston's on the phone. He heard what you said. I'm sorry. Preston.
Yo.
Is this a thing that you said might be the reason?
Yeah. I'm just being, like, cautious. You know, this is, like, everything shut down. This is my first time, like, going outside to a restaurant. I mean, I can't be the only person doing this.
You brought your own food?
No, that's psychotic.
I brought it in, like, nice Tupperware. It was clean. Okay. Like, everything
okay.
Was-
Really?
I gotta ask, Preston, what did you bring for food that you wanted them to cook for you?
I brought make chicken parmesan. I thought it would be a good meal.
Oh my God.
It's being served to me. It's not being served to the rest of the people in the restaurant.
The crazy thing is, I understand where he's coming from. I still think it's insane, but I do understand where you're coming from. Okay, how about this, Preston? If for some reason Debbie says yes to another date, would you not bring your own food to the restaurant this time?
Yeah, I'll not bring my food if she wants to go on another date.
No, man, I'm good. I'm good. You should probably stay indoors for longer.
Yeah, whatever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.